Hi, this is Jason Shadrick with PremierGuitar.com, and we are backstage with Eric Johnson on his summer tour. We're going to take a look at some of the gear that he's using on this tour. So, Eric, thanks a lot for taking the time to talk to us.
It's good to see you. Yeah.
All right, Eric, why don't you show us some of the guitars you're using on this tour?
Yeah, we're doing a lot of evening whiffs on this tour where we do two sets. So I've been playing some acoustic stuff. I come out and start the, and it's just one of my signature EJ Martins that was done like back in 2004 or 2005 or something. They made a limited run of 95 of these or something. And so I'm just, this is one that I'm using right here. And I like the, this is, it's a pretty nice guitar. Works okay. I've got a Fishman combination with a KK transducer in it that I run in stereo and stuff through. And then I'm just using, I got a, you know, couple of, the only old Strats I have left really, a couple of 57 Strats. Oh, no, that's not the 57, this is the, so there's two 57 Strats that I use.
Are they all original pickups and stuff?
Actually, this one right now has a Seymour Duncan in the bridge, an antiquity. Actually, both these pickups are Seymour antiquities, and that's the original one. Been kind of fooling with just something a little bit more powerful than the original. And this is the first signature Strat of mine that was made, and these are the original pickups, and that I have an HS2 DiMarzio in that. And I play this pretty much as well. Usually whatever guitar I pull out, I usually play the whole evening on and don't really switch too much. But
unless a string breaks or something.
Yeah, which doesn't happen too often. And then we do some Gibson stuff, and I've got this SG, the 64 SG that I've been using for that, for kind of more of the Gibson tone.
And how do you feel switching between the different scale lengths and feels between a Fender and a Gibson guitar?
I kind of gotten used to making the shift over the years. I remember when I first started playing Fenders, it bothered me a lot. I was like, oh, this is really hard to play. But now it's a little easier to make the shift.
Mm-hmm. And what type of strings are you using on your?
Oh, GHS. Oh. Yeah.
Tens?
Yeah, there are 10 through 50. You like 10, 13, 18, 26, 38, 50.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right, well, let's walk over and take a look at some of your pedals.
Well, I have a master A-B switch, and that either gives me lead or rhythm. And so the lead goes straight out of that side of the master A-B to the Vox Wah-Wah into a Echoplex, into a tube driver, into the Marshall for lead. The other side of the master A-B goes to two choices of rhythm on a second A-B box, which is either a clean rhythm or a dirty rhythm. The clean rhythm goes to a loop box for the Memory Man if I want it on. Otherwise, it bypasses the Memory Man, goes to a digital DD2 boss into the TC stereo chorus, into a couple of Fender amps for a clean rhythm. The other side of the rhythm is a dirtier rhythm, which goes to a loop with a tube screamer if I want to put it in line. Otherwise, if I don't run the tube screamer, it goes straight into the fuzz face, into a digital delay in the back, into a dirty rhythm amplifier.
Mm-hmm. And is a fuzz face in Vox, are these original 60s?
Yeah, uh-huh, yeah. But I am, we're coming out with a brand new fuzz face that's, we've been working the last couple years on designing a fuzz face that's exactly like the 60s, so. Mm-hmm.
And how about the layout of your pedals? How do you feel? You know, because they're not, obviously they're spread out. Is that more for logistical reasons or?
Well, it's possibly for the ergonomic feel of it, but it also, the proximity will definitely mess your tone. One thing I always grapple with are these dang wall warts. I mean, they, depending on where they are, they start humming and they'll affect the distortion and stuff. Mm-hmm. So I usually get, you know, a certain place that I want to put those where they don't mess the tone up. And yeah, getting these two pieces too close together sometimes would get a little weird.
Excellent. Let's go check out your amps. Okay.
Yeah. The master AB, one side goes to the lead, and so when it comes out of the Wah-Wah, it goes into this Echoplex, and out of the Echoplex goes into the tube driver by BK Butler. And then the tube driver, it comes out and it goes into this Marshall up here. And this Marshall here powers this bottom cabinet.
And what year is the Marshall?
I think it's about a 67 or something. And it runs just the bottom cabinet. Mm-hmm. And then the other sound, the two rhythms, one of them comes straight off the pedal board from the TC stereo chorus going into a pair of twins for my clean tone.
Now, when you set your EQ for your amps, do you have a setting that you kind of stick with, or does it change night to night?
No, it's pretty much the same all the time. I might kind of mess with the treble a little bit. And then the other side of the rhythm will just come out of the fuzz face and goes into this MXR digital delay. And out of the digital delay, it goes into this 50-watt Marshall up here that I use for dirty rhythm. And that feeds into the top cabinet. So it's basically three sounds. Only one of them is stereo, but I don't ever run it all at once. It's either sound one is a stereo twins, sound two is the 50-watt Marshall with the fuzz face into the top cabinet, sound three is the Echoplex tube driver into the Marshall head through the bottom cabinet. Mm-hmm.
So at one time you had some of this stuff up on your main pedal board. What prompted you to kind of bring that back?
Well, many years ago I had it back here, and then I put it all up front. But I kind of like having some of it back here and getting it out off the floor up there. It makes it really, if I need to do a throw and go gig where I don't do a sound check or anything, all I have is that pedal board up there now, so I can easily strike that and everything stays back here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right, well, let's take a look at your acoustic amp.
It has a stereo. It has the KK transducers, and then it has the Fishman under the saddle. So the KK transducers, they go into here. It's two channels, and then the transducer goes into here. And then I just EQ them separately and then run it into one mono send. And I have been using this this new MXR compressor, which is a... It's a copy of an LA-2A compressor, and that works real good on the Fishman piezo saddle, which I've been liking that. It's pretty simple with the acoustic.
Yeah, I would say for all the, you know, all the different sounds you can cover, your rig is pretty, pretty straight ahead.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, yeah. It's try to keep it as simple and passive as possible.
Cool. All right, Eric. Well, thank you so much taking the time to talk to us.
Thanks for coming by.
This is Jason Chadwick with PremierGuitar.com.